Hello, this is Roger Curlin, and this is the week of August 4th in News on the Edge. Well, we are halfway through summer. It's hot out there. I just hope fall gets here soon. But stay hydrated, have fun. Edge District, really, really fun district to come and walk around. And nice shaded sidewalks and cafes with umbrellas, so you certainly can have some fun. If you're not familiar with the Edge Business District Association, we're a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education. And we've got over 130 businesses now that look to us for guidance. So we've basically doubled in the last 2 years. So that's really exciting with all the businesses we get to help. Some events that are coming up, August 8th and 9th, it's right here upon us. Finally, we've been so excited, the Amplify Women Tampa Bay 2025 Summit at the James Museum. So people coming from all over the state for that, and we're having some fun for closing activities in the Edge District. So hope you get a chance to check that out. And then August 16th, our hometown Rowdies got to meet some of their leadership team this week. And I was at the first game back in the 70s when they played in Tampa at the Big Sombrero. So it's really cool to kind of see where they've come. And August 16th is Walk to Win with the Rowdies. So we're just encouraging everyone to get some tickets, meet up in the Edge District, get something to eat, drink, and then walk down to the Rowdies game at Al Lang. We even figured on a 7:30 pit stop halfway between Edge and Al Lang for a stop at the Colony Grill. And it's 9 p.m. kickoff that night, so it's a great evening time game. Halloween on Central is coming up fast and furious, and even though as far as attending it is a little bit away, it's going to be in late October, we are still seeking sponsors and vendors. So check out everything on HalloweenOnCentral.com to be part of this event that touches 100,000 people in St. Pete. And it's one of the nicest days to kind of get out, roam around, see your neighbors. And for our Did You Know this week, the building where Enigma Bar and Lounge is located was originally a three-story hotel with a basement. Did you know that? And you can check out that building. It gets lit up with a rainbow on the front every evening. So really cool place right there in the middle of the Edge District. As far as our new places, Pure Green Acai Bowls and Smoothies is finally open at 1041 Central Avenue. So exciting. Healthy, filling, yummy. They were packed all weekend. They had DJs and guests. So go by, see Russell and the team and celebrate them. Another small business opening up here in St. Petersburg. I do have to mention Bosphorus Turkish Cuisine is coming to 1246 Central Avenue. Construction is moving very quickly. And if you want to go and see their menu ahead of time, bosphorusrestaurant.com. And I guarantee you will salivate. It looks super yummy. It's going to be their sixth location around Central Florida here and first time coming to the St. Pete area. Really good time to open a brick and mortar in the Edge. We are partnering up with a chamber to highlight new brick and mortars. So more on that coming soon. Keep your ear out for that. As far as drinks and dining, we've got 39 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge. I think that's pretty much got to be a record for that dense amount of fun places to go to. I want to do a little bit of a rewind if you love Cuban sandwiches as much as I do. We've got Cafe Copa has a Cuban sandwich. They also do Jazz Sundays, Ferg's, hundreds of TVs, frequent live music, all sorts of games to play. Ferg's does a great Cuban sandwich. I get the half and half, so half Cuban, half Spanish salad. Brooklyn South has an incredible Cuban sandwich. If you've not tried them before, check them out. Tell me if you like them. And then, of course, Bodega. They're kind of not the OG Cuban sandwich, but certainly recognized around the country as one of the most award-winning Cuban sandwiches. So check them out. And they've also got their Bar Chica, a little speakeasy in the back that you can go to on the weekends. If you're shopping, when you visit the Edge, really, I just wanted to highlight weekdays are a really fun day to shop. You can take your time. It's not quite as crowded. You get more staff tips. And also check out our neighbors at Top Buttons right in downtown, just a little skip and a hop from the edge of the Edge District. And if you're not familiar with the edges of the Edge, we go from down Central Avenue from MLK 9th Street to 16th Street and 1st Avenue North to 1st Avenue South, including businesses on both sides of the 1st Avenue. So we're a nice, fun, dense little district. And if you're looking at our services category on our new website, check out autos. So Big John's Brake and Alignment Service, they've been in business for over 45 years in the Edge District, which you guys know that. That means that they do things the right way and they focus on the customer. So they go by, show them some love, show your car some love. And if you need gas, we have the only Central Avenue gas station east of 34th Street in the Edge. So the corner of 16th Street and Central Avenue. For entertainment, I like to say endless possibilities. Eat, drink, shop, be entertained in the Edge District. We have our scavenger hunt going. It's a free scavenger hunt that you can do inside the businesses. Facebook.com/groups/sanddollarhunt. We've got close to 30 sand dollars hidden all over the district. And don't forget our neighbors at Floridorama. They're part of our association, although they're just outside of the Edge District, but it's a great place to head after you do your dining, shopping, and sipping experiences in the Edge. Last but not least, our local nonprofits and mission-driven businesses. We wouldn't be St. Pete without them. And it's a tough time right now in the fundraising world, but keep an eye on Blue Urban Project. They encourage sustainable, renewable development that balances growth with the environment around us. And here in St. Pete, we have a beautiful environment. We want to keep it that way. So blueurbanproject.org is their group. And if you want to find out more about us, edgedistrict.org. Take care.